Well, good morning.
大家早安。
It is a privilege to be with you today.
今天与大家在一起非常是我非常的荣幸。
It has been a little while since I have been here, so I bring greetings to you from my wife Beverly.
我已经有一段时间没来这边了，所以我代表我跟我的太太向大家问候。
We have 12 grandchildren and 8 of them live here.
我们有12个孙儿女，其中8个住在这里。
So we spend a lot of time babysitting grandchildren.
所以我们花很多时间去照顾他们。
And that's what she's doing this morning.
今天早上我太太就在照顾孙儿女。
Since we were here last, and it's been a while, we bring greetings from friends in Haiti.
我们来这边有一段时间了哈，所以我也代替海地的弟兄姐妹向大家问候。
And I share that with you because some of you have supported us as we have traveled.
因为我们到海地做服侍，而你们当中有人支持我们，所以我要把这个消息告诉大家。
I have the privilege of directing a seminary there that trains pastors to serve the churches of Haiti.
我很荣幸在那边指导一个专门训练海地的传道人的神学院。
My trip in March was my 20th trip to go to teach.
那我在那边已经去了第20次了，去教导。
But it was the first time my wife had ever traveled with me to Haiti.
但是在第二十次的时候，是我太太第一次跟我一起去。
And she survived.
她活下来了。
I think she was a little nervous about the trip, but it was great. We celebrated the graduation of 200 more pastors.
我太太跟我去的时候有点紧张，但是非常感谢主，我们在那边庆祝了200位学生、200位牧师毕业。
So thank you for praying for us and remembering us as we continue to work there. I'll be returning again in November.
好，所以谢谢你们替我们带到，也请大家继续带到。我在十一月会再回到海地去。
When I was thinking about what I would share with you during this next season of coming,
那在接下来的这几个月呢，我要跟大家分享的主题是
，I was given an assignment.
我给他一个功课。
And that was that I was going to teach to you from the book of Ecclesiastes.
就是请他。从传道书来教导我们。
Now I confess, I probably would not have chosen that book.
我承认，我可能自己选择的话，不会选那本书。
And Annie is smiling with me because it is a very, very somber, serious book to read.
因为传道书读起来是非常让人家忧伤，而且非常严肃的一本书。
But it's a part of God's word.
但它也是上帝话语的一部分。
And because it's a part of God's word, we know that there is a purpose that it has been included for us so that we can read and study it together.
那既然它是上帝话语的一部分，而且记录在圣经里面，所以神也有旨意要我们去读，去学习。
One of the things that is very important to me is a statement that Jesus makes in the book of John.
耶稣讲在约翰福音讲的一句话一直留在我的脑海里，我觉得这是非常重要的。
Jesus says that the thief, meaning Satan, has come to steal and destroy, but I have come that you might have life, life to the full.
耶稣说盗贼来无非是要偷窃、毁坏、杀害，我来了是要给羊生命，而且给得更丰盛。
So one of the questions is, how do I experience a full life?
所以有一个问题我们要问自己，就是我怎么经历一个丰富的生命。
And I think that's a question that every man asks whether they have a relationship with Christ or not.
那我想这个问题是每一个人都会问的问题，不管你跟基督有没有这个个人的关系。
There's a little statement kind of packed into the book of Ecclesiastes where Solomon says, we assume him to be the writer of the book, that God has placed eternity in the heart of man.
那所罗门在传道书里面，哈，假如说作者是他，我想也是他的话，他说到上帝把永恒放在人的心里。
And so maybe the logical question, and the book of Ecclesiastes addresses this, is why then do we die?
那么根据传道书里面要提出这个问题，就是那么为什么我们还会死亡呢？
So if God has put eternity in my heart and the desire to live forever,
倘若上帝把永恒放在我的心里面，而且我有要活到永生的这个盼望，
and he wants me to have a full life,
而且他要我过一个丰盛的生活，
then why must I die?
那么我为什么要死呢？
There's a couple of verses before I get into Ecclesiastes that I want to use to kind of broaden our perspective as we think about this going forward.
那在我们查考传道书之前，我想跟大家先分享一些经文，让我们有一个宏观。
The writer of the book of Hebrews says that It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment.
希伯来书的作者说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Someone has said this is one appointment we won't miss.
那有人说，这就是我们这个死呢，是没有人会错过的一件事情。
And we won't be early, and we won't be late. It will happen in the time that God, who has numbered our days, allows.
不会早，也不会晚，而是上帝数算我们的日子结束的时候，我们就会面临死亡。
But the writer of the Hebrews, book of Hebrews, doesn't just leave us with that sort of a dissonant, despairing note.
但是希伯来的作者不让我们活在一个好像不和谐的这个观点当中。
He understands that we might, as human beings, fear death.
他知道我们作为人类会惧怕死亡。
So he reminds us in chapter 2 that Jesus tasted death for us.
所以他在第二章提醒我们说，耶稣先为我们尝了死味。
That he might destroy the one who holds us through the power and the fear of death.
而且他借着死败坏了那个掌死权的。
And set us free from that fear.
释放我们这个怕死的这个惧怕。
So Jesus says, "You're going to die, but you can live without fear as you look forward to death." And then he tells us why.
然后耶稣，所以他就说，我们会面临死亡，但是我们可以期待死亡而不必惧怕。然后他把这个原因告诉我们。
In John 11, he stands at the tomb of Lazarus, his friend, and says,
在约翰福音十章，他站在他朋友拉撒路的坟墓前这么说。
I am the resurrection and the life.
他说，复活在我，生命也在我。
He who believes in me will live.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And even though he dies,
虽然他死了，他也必复活。
Whoever lives and believes in me will never die.Die.
凡活着信我的人就绝对不死。
Now maybe you're hearing that. That sounds a little bit like a contradiction, doesn't it?
那你听到这句好像它彼此会有矛盾。
But it requires for us to understand what God teaches us in His Word about life and eternity.
它需要我们去明白，在神的话语里面，他对生跟死跟永恒怎么样的解释。
What God says about this world and the life to come.
还有上帝对今生跟来世有什么样的说法。
And Paul in writing about this says, if we only have hope in this life, we are miserable, we are to be pitied.
保罗也说，假如我们活着只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
So Paul is acknowledging the fact that we would be scared, we would be frightened if we thought that all this world had to offer, all that we had to look forward to was here in this life.
所以保罗也说，假如说我们一生的指望就只在今生的话，我们当然会害怕，我们当然会恐惧。
So,That's how Ecclesiastes is going to fit in our understanding.
那么从这几段经文就让我们先来看传道书对生死的看法。
You kind of have to walk through the book of Ecclesiastes one chapter at a time.
我们好像必须从传道书一章一章的慢慢来读，慢慢的来看。
And some of it you'll read won't make you feel very happy.
有些经文你读到你不会很高兴。
But sandwiched in between are little truths about our life in Christ that change the whole perspective of what the writer is saying.
但是在忧伤当中会有一个盼望，就是圣经耶稣对死亡、对生命的解释是怎么一回事。
So I want you to turn to your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
所以请大家现在翻开传道书第一章。
And I want to say a few introductory things about Ecclesiastes before Annie reads those first 11 verses.
我要先稍微做一些些的解释，然后我们才来读第一到十一节。
When you read a book, one of the things you want to first do is ask the question, "Who wrote this book?"
当我们读一卷书的时候，我们要先问自己，到底是谁写了这卷书？
And even though the author is not identified by name, we can read contextually in this book.And think we know who it is.
虽然说作者没有明说他是谁，但从内文的本身，我们可以猜想出作者是谁。
He identifies himself as one who had been a king over all Jerusalem.
作者说他是在耶路撒冷做过王的那一位。
He identifies himself as having been given this wonderful gift of wisdom that made him wiser than those around him.
他也说自己的智慧远超过世上任何的人。
He talks about his wealth and acquisitions and all the things that have been provided for him in his life as a king.
他也说他在一生当中所收集的财宝还有他的智慧是超过众人的。
So we believe that that really applies effectively to Solomon.
所以我们说根据这些知道作者就是所罗门。
So this book is a part of what we call wisdom literature.
传道书是我们所称为智慧文学的一部分。
So there are five books that are together in that part.
所以在这智慧文学里面总共有五卷书。
The book of Job.
约伯记。
And what kind of wisdom does Job give us?
那约伯记给我们什么样的智慧呢？
He helps us to understand that God is sovereign.
他帮助我们了解上帝是全能的，掌管一切的。
And no matter what our pain, our toils, our loss, our suffering, God is faithful to us in every situation of life.
不管我们的痛苦、我们的灾难、我们的失望，或是我们的受伤，或是受苦，是多是什么样的情况，在每样的情况里面，上帝都与我们同在。
We have the book of Psalms.
然后有诗篇。
How many of you like the book of Psalms?
有多少人喜欢诗篇这卷书？
And you know why we like it so well?
你知道我们为什么喜欢诗篇吗？
Because in Psalms we see the whole gamut of human emotion.
因为在诗篇里面，我们读到人类所有情绪的各式各样。
We see David very sad and struggling and hurt and discouraged.
我们可以看到大卫非常的失望、受伤、灰心。
But we find him trusting God and rejoicing in the hope that he has with him.
但是我们也看到大卫怎么样信靠神，然后在盼望当中有喜乐。
And that helps us understand our life too, doesn't it?
所以读诗篇也帮助我们了解我们自己的人生。
Because we have good days when we feel wonderful.
因为有的时候我们感觉很高兴，很好。
And we have bad days that we don't feel so good, right?
那有些时候，有些天我们感觉自己非常的难过。
The book of Proverbs is another book of the wisdom literature.
那智慧文学的第三卷书就是箴言。
And Proverbs provides us what are called little axioms or sayings about life.
那箴言里面就包含很多所谓的人生的格言。
Often contrasting wisdom and foolishness.
他常拿智慧跟愚昧来对比。
Following after God or following after the waves of the world.
是跟随上帝呢，还是跟随世俗的风气？
And when we apply these principles to our lives, it makes all the difference in the world.
所以当我们把不一样的原则应用到自己的生活里面的时候呢，人生就不一样。
And then we also have the book of Ecclesiastes, but we also have the book of the Song of Solomon.
然后我们就来到传道书，然后来到雅歌。
And the book of Solomon is this Song of Solomon is one of this wonderful love songs that we find.
雅歌就是所罗门的恋爱的歌。
It's a story about how we can have intimacy with our relationship with God.
它讲到我们跟神可以有怎么样亲密的关系。
And intimacy within our marriages and the relationships in which we honor God.
然后在婚姻的关系当中，当我们尊敬神的时候，这个关系是可以怎么样的亲密。
So this is the umbrella of wisdom literature under which Ecclesiastes comes.
所以这就是这个很大的智慧文学，在其中呢有传道书这一卷书。
Here's what I think is the message of Ecclesiastes.
那么我想跟大家讲，传道书的主旨是什么？
What we think and know about death defines and instructs how we live.
我们对生跟死的定义就决定我们怎么过自己的人生。
So I want you to think about that.
就让你想一想这一点。
I'm going to say it one more time because I think it's an important thing for you to kind of mull around in your mind and think about for a bit.
我想你花点时间在你自己的脑海里面想一想，你对生死的定义是相当重要的。
What I think and know about death informs and instructs how I live.
我对生跟死的看法就会形成指导我怎么生活。
So let me just tell you what I think that means in a nutshell.
我就很简单的说说这是什么意思。
If this life is all there is,
假如今生就是一切了
and when I die, I disappear and go into the ground, and that is the end of my history.
我死的时候呢，我就消失，我进到地下去，然后这就是我人生的结束的话。
I will be tempted to live my life very selfishly.
那么我会试图很自私的在今生过我自己的生活。
To make sure that I can gain and get everything I can and pack my life full of meaning and excitement.
就是我会想在今生试图去赢得所有的一切，然后过得很兴奋、很热闹的一个生活。
But if I believe that death is a door to eternity,
但假如我相信死亡只是进到永恒的一道门，
either separated from God or spending my life in eternity in His presence,
在这进到这道门的时候，我是永远跟神分开呢，还是永远进到永恒里与他同在？
Then I will see my life here as a preparation for my life to come.
那么我就会把今生视为预备永生的那段时间。
And I will realize that my life here is just a drop in the bucket of eternity in terms of what God has prepared for those that love Him.
而且我会认识我在今生的生活不过是水桶里面的一滴水，将来进到永恒是更宽广、更长远的人生。
So can you kind of see where we're going?
所以你看到我们要走到什么方向吗？
So I'm going to ask Annie to read the first 11 verses of the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, and you're going to kind of get a little bit of the tone and the texture of this book.
所以现在我们要用中文来读第一到十一节，你可以就从这一段经文当中看出传道书的语气，还有它的基本的内涵。好，我们用中文读好，那英文的请自己看。在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语，传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原道。江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流，人归还何处？万事令人厌烦，令人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事。岂有一件事人人指着说这是新的？哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了。已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
So how did that make you feel?
读了这段经文让你的感想如何？
Pretty sad, sad and somber words, aren't they?
让人很沉重，很忧伤的文字。
But it's going to help us understand that the choices that we make here have to do with whether or not our life will be a futile chasing after wind.
它让我们明白，我今天的生活是在捕捉，像捕风一样呢，是个无意的徒劳的呢。
Or a full life of pleasing God.
还是要过一个丰盛的讨神喜悦的生活。
A philosopher by the name of Pascal said this.
有一个哲学家叫做巴斯葛，他这么说。
God has created man with a God-shaped vacuum.
到上帝创造人，把一个上帝形象的一个空虚放在人的里面。
So he says, by saying that we have a cavity or a place within our hearts that God intends only to be fulfilled by a relationship with Him.
他说，上帝在人心里面放了一个空处，而这个空处只有跟上帝建立关系的时候才可以被填满。
And the futility of life is when we try to fill that vacuum and that void with all kinds of other things.
而人生的徒劳就是我们试图用各样不同的东西来充满那个空处。
I mean, we even have words for that.
我们甚至有一些话来描写这件事。
Like hedonism.
好像享乐主义。
Which is the belief that the pleasures of life are the most important things for me to follow after.
那个享乐主义就说人生最重要的事呢，就是去追求享乐。
Or materialism that says the acquisition of stuff and more stuff is really what guarantees and brings contentment and success in our lives.
或是物质主义，说人生就是不断的夺取，不断的获得，才能带来我自己的真正的满足。
But we know better, don't we?
但是我们知道的比这个更好。
Because there's that part in our life that can never be satisfied or filled apart from our relationship with God.
因为人生那个空处，如果没有跟神有个人的关系，是满足不了的。
So the writer of this book is going to kind of take us in these first two chapters through just an introductory look at this idea.
所以传道书的作者在传道书的第二章就要让我们看到他来解释这样的一个观念。
And he's going to talk about seven things that I want to spend a few moments on just getting your mind stirred up to think together with me.
所以他会讲七件事情，我要在这边稍微骚动大家的脑筋，和跟我一起去思考。
He's going to first of all talk about the haunting perspective of meaninglessness.
首先，他跟我们讲一个让人家没有办法忘记的一个毫无意义的一个观点。
So the word that he uses is vanity.
他所使用的那个字就是虚空。
I was going to count how many times that word appears in this book, but I didn't. But there are a lot of times that that word is used.
好，我有时候想算算到底虚空这个字在传道书出现几次，我后来没有去算，但是确实有很多次。
So when we think about vanity, we think about something being meaningless.
当我们想到虚空的时候，我们想到的就是一个毫无意义的事情。
Worthless.
没有价值的事情。
Pointless.
好，没有重点的事情。
Without purpose.
没有目的的事情。
When we think of the word vanity today, it's an interesting development of that word from the Hebrew.
但是今天我们想到虚空呢，它的字的含义呢，从希伯来文来看有点不一样了。
We think of people who are vain as being preoccupied with themselves.
我们想说一个人很空虚，指的是一个被自我占据的人。
People with a me first mentality.
就是以我为首要的一个意态心态。
And isn't it interesting that that equates with the whole idea, this idea of me being first, and the discovery that that is a meaningless, worthless, unrewarding pursuit?
所以从传道书的观点来看，如果说人生完全是以我为目的的话呢，那同时这些所有的追求都是虚空的，都是无意的。
Now you'll notice here that in verse 2, Solomon says,
在第二节，所罗门这么说
：“Everything is vanity。”
他说：“万事、凡事都是虚空。”
Now, what is not included in the word everything?
那什么东西不包括在凡事里面呢
？Really, nothing in this context, right? Everything
是没有什么事情不被包括在凡事里面。凡事就是所有的事情。
Everything is vanity. Anything standing on its own.Apart from God, really doesn't have significance, purpose, and meaning.
任何离开神而独自存在的东西呢，确实是没有目标，也没有目的。
And he describes some of that in the verses that follow.
然后他在下面的几节经文就描写，好，凡事是哪些事。
And he ends up in verse 9 of chapter 1 saying,
然后他最后到了第九节说，
There is nothing new under the sun.
日光之下并无新事。
Everything that you will do, probably someone has done before.
你所会做的每一件事情，可能别人都已经做过了。
And the things that you have done, nobody one day down the road may even remember or appreciate.
而且你所做的事呢，几年之后会过段时间呢，没有人会记得，也没有人会感激。
So this whole idea of meaningless is wrapped up in the idea of how do I feel worthwhile in my life?
所以这整个毫无意义的感觉呢，在追求我怎么使自己的人生有意义当中呢，常常撞击着我们。
I read a book recently entitled On Being Mortal.
我最近读了一本书，它的名称就是说腐朽的人生。
It's written by a second generation doctor from India.
是印度的一个医生的第二代写的。
His name is Atul Gawande.
好，他就是他的名字 Atul Gawande.
Gawande. And he is a renowned doctor here in the States.
他在美国是非常出名的医生。
And his father was a doctor as well.
他的父亲也是医生。
And he writes about the discovery that his father is dying from an incurable disease.
他就写到说他父亲得了一个绝症。
And he's not a believer.
他不是一个信徒。
And this doctor who writes is not a believer.
写这本书的医生也不是信徒。
But he discovers he is really not equipped to help his father deal with his inevitable death.
所以他就写到说他实在没有办法没有装备好自己怎么帮爸爸处理这个没有办法避免的死亡。
And he makes this discovery apart from any faith in God.
他这样一个发现是没有任何信仰在背后导致他去做这个发现。
That the hardest and most difficult for challenge for people who are dying is to have any sense of worth or value or significance.
那对那些面临死亡的人，他们最困难面对的一件事情，就是说他的人生到底有没有价值，有没有意义。
Many times, other people are dressing them and feeding them.
很多时候，别人替他们穿衣服，喂他们吃东西。
They are no longer working and producing income and establishing a life of their own.
他们不再工作，不再有收入来过一个好的生活。
And they lose their sense of significance and value.
所以他们失去了他们对自己的认可、自己的价值跟重要性。
And his observation was this through a deep study.
那他很深刻的研究之后做出这样一个观察。
That two people with the same disease,
那同样两个人患同样的病
and the same prognosis,
同样的诊断
the pace of death was accelerated amongst those who had the greatest sense of insignificance.
对那些觉得人生没有任何重要意义的人呢，他的死亡的速度是加快的。
So when there's nothing to live for,
所以假如没有任何东西值得你活。
When there's no purpose,
没有目的。
When I don't know what I was made to do or the significance of my life,
我不晓得我的人生被造到底是要做什么事情，它的重要性在哪里。
It diminishes my will and my joy in living.
它就减低了我想要求生的这个喜乐跟愿望。
Are you surprised by that?
你听到这个很意外吗？
We're not surprised, are we? We understand that.
我们并不感觉意外，因为我们已经明白了这一点。
I understand that in my retirement, I just recently turned, since I've seen you, I turned 70 years old.
我退休以后呢，我才最近过了70岁。
And I know I look much, much younger than that.
当然我看起来比70岁年轻很多。
But I have now lived my 70 years, right? That the Bible talks about.
好，三乘以二十就加十哈，就是七十岁了。
So I'm thinking I'm living one day at a time, grateful for every day that God gives me.
所以我现在是一天过一天，很感激上帝给我的每一天。
And I am learning that I have to find my significance not in my work because I don't work as much as I used to.
而且我知道我必须发现我的重要性不在于我现在的工作，因为我现在做的事情不比以前多了。
I had the privilege of standing in front of a lot of people every Sunday for almost 50 years preaching.
在过去50年，我每个礼拜天早上都很荣幸站在人的面前讲道。
But I don't do that anymore.
但现在我不再这么做。
So if my sense of significance is about my work,
所以假如我的重要性根植于我的工作的话，
something's going to be missing, isn't it?
那我会觉得好像有点失落。
But my sense of significance comes from the certainty of my relationship with God.
但是我的重要性来自于我很确知我跟上帝的关系。
And Solomon, after we labor through the book, is going to help us discover that together.
所以当我们一起看过传道书之后呢，我们会发觉这一点。
Here's a second thing that he says about chasing after the wind or choosing to follow after God.
所以第二点他提到的就是说，我们怎么样的捕风？我们要选择捕风的生活，还是要选择讨神喜悦的生活
？He talks about the repetitive paradox of life.
他提到人生一段重复又重复的这个吊诡性。
He says, "What has been is what will be."
他说过去有的事情后必再有。
And what has been done is what will be done.
已行的事后必再行。
And there is nothing new under the sun.
在日光之下没有新事。
It's kind of like it just keeps recycling over and over and over again.
就好像人生在不断的循环又循环。
And then for good measure in verse 11 he says,
然后在十一节他又大量的说,
there is no remembrance of former things.
将来的事情没有人记得,没有人纪念。
Nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to be.
哦,已过的时代无人纪念,将来的时代后来的人也不纪念。
Among those who come after.
好,后来的人也不纪念。
Do you remember James writes about that?
你记不得雅各也写到这一点?
He says, life is like a vapor, like a mist.
他说人生好像一个雾水。
It's here for a moment, and then it's gone.
暂时存在,然后就消失。
Life is short, isn't it?
人生真的很短。
I'm realizing as I get older how quickly life is passing.
当我年纪越大的时候，我越来感觉到时间是多么快的消逝。
Do you think life goes faster the older you get?
你是不是认为你越老的时候时间就过得越快？
It feels like that to me.
对我来说确实是如此。
But nothing new has been done under the sun, Solomon said, with all of with all the things that he built, the temples, the gardens, all the things he experienced, that there was really nothing new about what he was doing.
所以所罗门的感想是，尽管他造了这么大的宫殿，建了这么美丽的花园，这所有的成就也不是新的事情。
I've thought about that before.
我曾经想过。
Because I thought I would like to write a book.
我以前想着我想写一本书。
But you know what I realize?
但你知道我后来明白了什么吗?
What could I say that hasn't already been said?
我能够说的是别人已经没有说过的吗?
And I know a whole lot of people who could say it a lot better than I can.
而且我知道有很多人可以说的比我更好。
But that's the frustration of life, that probably what we do is not, there's really nothing new under the sun. So we have to make peace with the fact of who we are,in the now, in the place where God has placed us.
所以我们必须在人生当中找到自己一个平衡点，就是我可以接受，我没有办法创造新的东西。
So Solomon isn't going to leave us here. He says, so let's think about wisdom.
所以所罗门就是暂时离开一下，说那我们现在想想智慧是什么回事。
So that's the third thing he's going to talk about.
所以他第三个他就要讲智慧。
He's talking about the frustrating pondering or thinking about wisdom.
他去思索智慧呢，也令人泄气。
And so he writes in verse 13, and I applied my heart.
十三节他说，我专心用智慧寻求。
To seek and search out by wisdom.
用智慧去寻求。
All that is done under the sun.
查究天下所做的一切事。
And he says about it, it's an unhappy business that God has given to me.
乃至上帝叫世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。
But he sets out, as you know, to understand wisdom.
你知道他一开头是要去寻求智慧的。
And in verse 17 he says, I applied my heart to know wisdom.
十七节他又说，我又专心查明智慧。
And to know madness and folly.
狂妄和愚昧。
And he said, I decided in the end, it was just chasing after wind.
最后也不过是捕风而已。
And here's what he said. It's kind of interesting. At the end of that first chapter, verse 18, look at it with me.
18节最后很有意思，好，你们一起来看。
For in much wisdom is much vexation.
多有智慧就多有愁烦。
And he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
加增知识的就加增忧伤。
Someone has said too much knowledge is a dangerous thing.
所以知识太多也是相当危险的。
Sometimes the more we know, the more we worry.
有时候我们知道的越多，就担忧的越多。
Sometimes the accumulation of knowledge keeps us from the ability to exercise faith.
有的时候我们知识的累积，也让我们没有办法去实践我们的信心。
We want to reduce everything that we know to what we can understand, and we have to understand we don't understand everything that God does and says, do we?
有的时候我们想说我要尽量去了解把什么事情都了解得透彻但是后来我们明白上帝很做的很多事情我们不了解
Because God says my ways are not your ways
所以说我的道路非同你们的道路
my thoughts are not your thoughts
我的意念也不是你们的意念
my ways are higher than your ways
我的道路高过你们的道路
my thoughts are higher than your thoughts
我的意念高过你们的意念
So it's not like through our pursuit of wisdom that we're going to totally figure out everything there is to be figured out about God.
所以即使我们想要去寻求智慧，但是我们还是想不透所有关于上帝的一切。
So this frustrating pondering of wisdom, if we're only chasing after wisdom to see how much we can know and to see how smart we can be and how much we can accumulate in understanding, we could be very disappointed in that pursuit.
所以假如我们人生专是为了寻求智慧，我们想说累积的更多智慧，还有很多的聪明，假如我们人生只追求这个的话呢，你也会感到相当的挫折，相当的失望。
But there is one promise of Scripture I don't want you to forget before we move on.
但是我们继续下去之前，我要你记得一个经文哈，你不要忘记。
God says,
上帝说
，In the day that you seek me, do you know the rest of it? I will be found.
你若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
So even though we don't understand everything,
所以虽然我们不明白有关上帝的一切
，God through His creation,
上帝借着他的创造。
God through the giving of His Son Jesus Christ.
上帝借着把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
God through the revealing of His truth through His divinely inspired Word.
从他默示的圣经的话语。
Gives us everything that we need.
赐给我们所需要的一切。
To know Him.
去明白他。
In fact, Peter writes in his second letter.
事实上，彼得在彼得后书这么说。
Everything that we need for life and godliness, God has given to us through His Word.
我们人生所要过的一切东西呢，过一个神圣的生活呢，神已经赐给我们了。
Amen?
对不对？
All right, so keep smiling. We're going to get through this. Here's the fourth thing.
好，那第四点是。
It's the unfulfilling pursuit of pleasure.
就是追逐享乐的不满足。
And I think it's really important for you to see how Solomon characterizes this.
我想很重要，大家要明白所罗门怎么来形容这些事情。
So he begins sort of with his thesis statement in verse 1.
所以在第二节，第二章第二节，他就提到他的主旨的经文。
I said in my heart,
说我在心里说
Come now, I will test you with pleasure.
说来吧，我以喜乐试试你。
Enjoy yourself.
你好享福。
But what did he say?
他后来怎么说呢？
It was meaningless.
他这也没有意义。
It was vanity.
也是虚空。
And I want you to know that he experienced probably more pleasure from the world's point of view than you and I may never experience.
我想你们要明白所罗门一生经历的享乐哈，可能是你跟我都没享受过的。
In verse 3, he said, I went to the San Luis Obispo Valley and I tried all the good wine I could taste.
第三节他说他去了 San Luis Obispo 呢，尝了所有的美酒。
He said, I tried to cheer myself up with wine.
我要用酒来使自己舒畅。
Now, there's nothing wrong with drinking wine, but he said, that didn't work.
但是没行不通。
He said, I built houses and I planted my own vineyards.
我建造很大的宫殿，我也建造这个葡萄园。
He said, I had parks built just for me.
我还有这个很多东西呢，专门是为我自己建造的。
I had slaves who did everything that I wanted them to do.
还有我有很多的仆婢，他做了我所要求的一切事情。
I had more sheep and cows than you could count.
还有许多的牛群、羊群。
More than anyone before me had ever owned.
胜过以前所有的人所拥有过的一切。
Verse 8, I gathered for myself silver and gold and treasure that came from other kings and other places.
第八节他说又为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝。
I had singers and men and women.
还有唱歌的男男女女。
And he said, I even engaged in intimate relationships with concubines.
甚至有许多的嫔妃跟他们有亲密的关系。
And he said, I became great.
我就日渐昌盛。
But nothing was, I want you to see verse 11, then I considered all my hands had done.
然后看十一节，后来我查看我手所经营的一切事。
And the effort I expended in doing it.
和我劳碌所成的功。
And here's my conclusion.
他的结论是。
It's like chasing wind.
就是捕风。
There's nothing to be gained living under the sun.
在日光之下毫无益处。
But he's not done. Notice in verses 12 he said, So I wanted to think about wisdom and folly.
所以十二节他又转过来说，我转念观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧。
And he said there are ways in which wisdom and folly are similar.
他说这个智慧跟愚昧有些地方是相似的。
Now he says wisdom is more gainful, it is better than folly.
十三节他说看出智慧胜过愚昧。
So here's what he's saying, to do the thing that's wise is better than to do the thing that is foolish.
所以他说最好还是做有智慧的事情而不要做愚昧的事情。
And he says it certainly makes sense to walk in light and not in darkness.
就好像行在光明中胜于行在黑暗中。
So if you have a chance to take two paths that go to the same place,
假如你到一个地方去有两条不同的道路。
It's silly to take the dark route.
你是希望选择黑暗的这条路吗？
But he said in the end, this all seems just the same.
但是他说在最后这两个看起来都好像一样。
So here's what he says in verse 16. So I want you to see this.
所以在第十六节他这么说。
For of the wise as of the fool,
他说智慧人和愚昧人一样。
There's no enduring remembrance.
永远无人纪念。
Seeing that in the days to come, all will have been long forgotten.
因为日后都被忘记。
And here's the hardest part.
那现在就是一个最不好的一个部分。
The wise man and the fool have this in common.
智慧人跟愚昧人有一个共通之处。
They both are going to die.
都会死亡。
That's the reality.
这就是事实。
There is an end to their life that awaits them.
生命会来到一个终点。
So this is a conundrum, that's a big word. This is a riddle for us.
所以对我们来说是一个谜语。
That we would choose wisdom over folly.
所以我们要选择智慧而不要选择愚昧。
We would choose light over darkness.
我们会选择光明不选择黑暗。
And we believe that that would secure for us a better life.
我们觉得这样做会给我们有个更好的生活。
And hopefully it will.
当然我们盼望是如此。
But at the end of the day,
但是在一天之后,
we're going to die.
我们还会死。
We face this certain appointment that the writer of Hebrews says. We face a certain appointment and confrontation.
就像希伯来书的作者说好，按着定命，人人都有一死。
Solomon's not done yet. One more thing he has to say about this life.
但是所罗门还没说完，他还有一件事情要告诉我们。
He talks about the unfortunate product of work.
他又讲到工作有一个不幸的结果。
Now here's some of the things he says about work.
他在工作有这样一些解释。
I work very hard.
他说我工作得非常辛苦。
But I have no control over what happens to the work I've done after I die.
但是我死后呢，我没有办法掌控我做的工作的后果是什么。
I can't really even choose where the impact of my work goes.
我甚至没有办法选择我工作的影响会是怎么样的发生。
Someone could take the work that I've done and really destroy it and uproot it so that it had no real significance.
很可能有人会把我所的工作拿来呢，把它完全毁灭掉或连根拔起，所以对我来说没有意义了。
In fact, he says,
事实上他这么说,
in the end, there is no real end to work that is not grievous to me.
说到最后呢，没有我所做的一件工作不是让我伤心的。
He said, it just makes me sad.
我觉得非常的忧伤。
It makes me sad to know that I cannot establish any significant meaning in my life and my legacy on my own before I die.
他说我在死前没有办法因为我所做的任何事情建立起我的这个威信或是很好的传承。
Now you heard what I said, on my own, right?
在我自己所做的这一切事上。
So what Paul is, what the writer here is saying, what Solomon is saying, most of our lives, and you're going to see this spelled out carefully in this book.
所以我们人生所经历的一切呢，所罗门都会在传道书里面把它讲出来。
They are spent trying to gain more.
我们人生就是想一直获得更多。
They're spent trying to accumulate more.
去累积更多。
We look for the next best iPhone.
我们会想到下一个最好的这个 iPhone。
We can't wait to have a bigger house.
我们也没有办法等候，说要一个更大的房子。
We look for the day we can have a longer vacation.
我们也希望有一天可以去过一个比较长的假期。
So everything about our life is built around gaining and getting.
所以我们人生的一切都围绕在去获得更多。
And that's not evil in and of itself.
它本身不是邪恶的。
But I believe it is not how God intends for us to be satisfied.
但是我不认为这是上帝要我们得到满足的方法。
When I was a young pastor, I was in a small little church in the middle of eastern Los Angeles.
我在年轻的时候做牧师是在东洛杉矶一个很小的地方。
In a town that none of you have ever heard of called Cudahy. Anybody ever heard of Cudahy?
这一个叫做 Cudahy 的这个小城市。
It's unforgettable.
我没有办法忘记它。
For me. Because it was an important part of my life. God taught me a lot of lessons there.
因为是我人生很重要的一个地点，因为神在那边教了我很多功课。
The little house I lived in had one bedroom, one bathroom. It was 484 square feet.
我住的一个小房子呢，只有一个卧室，一个浴室，总共是484平方英尺。
So maybe it was about as big as that little area over there.
就是我们这个火炉这边这个小小的地方。
When I went to this little church, it only had 10 people in it.
那这个小教会只有十个人。
And that's all they could afford.
他们只能供养我这么。
I think my little apartment or my little house cost them about $300 a month.
那我住那个地方呢，一个月要花300块钱。
But after I had been there for about a year or two, and God had blessed the church.
那我在那边服侍一年之后呢，神祝福这个教会。
They bought me another house.
他们买了另外一个房子给我住。
It was about 1,000 square feet.
大概有1000平方英尺。
It was really old.
很老的一个房子。
It needed a lot of work.
需要很多的修。
But to me, it was like a castle.
但对我来说，好像是一个城堡。
And I can't tell you how much I couldn't wait to get our furniture all moved and to get all the pictures hung on the wall. I did it all in one day. That's how little we had.
我迫不及待的把家具、把图画都挂好，一天之内就搞定。我很迫不及待想住进去。
But when I was done and my wife had gone to bed, I sat down in the middle of the front room, sort of surveying this.Beautiful house that I now inhabit.
当巴交完后，我太太睡觉去了，我就坐在客厅当中想想看，哎呀，这个这么好的房子。
And you know what I said to myself?
你知道我对自己怎么说吗
？I'm no happier here than I was over there.
我在这里不比在以前那个小房子更快乐。
Because happiness, meaning, and satisfaction in life are not about what we gain and about what we get.But about who we are in Christ.
我的快乐不在于我拥有什么，或是我将获得什么，而是我在主耶稣基督里面我是什么样的人。
That's why Paul said in a jail cell, "I've learned to be content and thankful when I have a lot and when I have a little."
所以保罗在监狱里面他说哈，我知道怎么样过自己的生活，知道怎么样处丰富，怎么样处贫穷。
When life is good and blessed,
当人生很快乐，有得到蒙福的时候。
And even when life is hard and difficult.
甚至在人生很困难的时候。
Now, if we closed here and I went on home, we would kind of miss the really important punctuation at the end of these first two chapters.
假如我今天讲到这里，然后我就回家了，那我们真的是错过了这一段圣
经。So you look at me at verse 24, because
最后一段很重要的地方。
These are the verses you really want to remember, all right?
所以请大家看24节哈，这是你要记得的一节经文。
There is nothing better for a person than he should eat and drink.
人莫强如吃喝。
And find enjoyment in his work.
且在劳碌中享福。
Notice this phrase and underline it if you do in your Bible.
然后把后面这句话把它画下来。
This also I saw.
我看这也是。
Is from the hand of God.
出于神的手。
For apart from him, who can eat or who can have?Enjoyment.
离开了上帝，谁可以吃喝，谁可以享福呢
？For the one who pleases Him,
所取悦神的人
，God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy.
神就赐给智慧、知识和喜乐。
So I want you just to look at me here in closing. I know I'm a little over time, but I wanted to talk to you about this just for a moment.
好，所以我想要跟大家谈这一点。
If we live our life for gain,
假如我们的人生的目的是获取
，looking for tomorrow,
想到明天
，looking for something better,
想到一个更好的
，the writer says we're kind of chasing after wind because when we get there, it won't really be there in the way we thought.
那作者说这样的生活就好像在捕风，因为你到达那个地方的时候呢，你会再要去追。
But here's what he says.
但是这边他这么说。
But if what we eat,
但是当我们吃。
And what we drink,
喝
and how we work,
我们怎么工作
we receive as a gift from the hand of God.
我们把这些都当作从神来的一个福气。
We will experience the enjoyment and the fullness that He intends for our lives.
我们就可以经验到他所用意给我们的这个满足跟喜乐。
I'm not chasing after something over here.
我不是在一直追逐我旁边的一些东西。
But I'm content with what God is giving me here, even like Paul.When it's hard and difficult.
我是享受上帝现在给我手中的一切，即使就像保罗在人生困难的时候，他还是接受神的福气。
What would happen if every day we woke up and we began our day by saying,
假如我们每天早上起来就这么说，
My life is a gift from God.
我的生命是来自上帝的礼物。
Today, the food I eat and the drink I take and the work I do is God's provision for me.
我今天所吃的、所喝的、所做的事情都是上帝所赐给我的。
And I accept it from Him.
我从他来领受。
And it is enough for me.
那对我来说就已经够了。
And my desire is to live my life to please Him.
我的愿望就是我的生活能够讨他的喜悦。
Because that is my source of joy and fullness.
因为他是我喜乐满足的根源。
I recently, in closing, read a very important book.
最近我读了一个非常重要的书。
It's called The Leisure Seeker. How many of you have heard of that book?
寻求享乐的人。
None of you. Okay.
你当然都读过这本书。
It's a movie, so you can't go see it because I'm going to tell you the end. All right?
Okay. 那是一个电影哈。
It's a book that is a fictional book written about a couple who are growing old in life.
它是一个小说，讲到一对年纪越来越大的夫妻。
And she discovers that she has terminal cancer.
那这个太太得了这个癌症的绝症。
And her husband has the beginning stages of Alzheimer's disease.
那他先生呢，开始患了早期的这个阿兹海默症。
So they can see that their lives are falling apart.
所以他们知道他们人生开始破碎了。
There's not a mention of the name of God or of faith in the entire book or story.
在这本书里面，这整个故事里面，没有提到上帝，也没有提到信仰。
So they decide that they're going to take a trip, much to the dismay of their children.
所以他们孩子非常失望，就说这个爸爸妈妈要去旅行。
And the leisure seeker is the name of their RV that has many thousands of miles upon it.
那这个 leisure seeker 这个名字就是他们这个这个叫做什么recreational vehicle?
Yes.
他们的游览车
Motorhome.
Motorhome. 他们自己开车驾车那个去玩的那种车。这个他的名字就叫 leisure seeker, 就是寻求快乐。
So they sneak away in the middle of the night.
所以他们晚上偷偷的跑了。
This man with Alzheimer's is going to drive them in that van across country.
那这个先生呢，有阿兹海默症，就要越过美国整个大陆。
And his wife is self-medicating her pain from her cancer all through the trip.
那在整个旅程当中，太太就自己服药。
And their desire is to make it to Disneyland one more time.
就是说要再一次去迪士尼乐园玩。
About 80 years old.
他们大概八十岁了。
It's a story of all the travails and difficulties they have in getting there.
所以他这个本书就讲到他们到达迪士尼乐园路上所经历的一切的灾难。
You laugh and you cry with them as you read their story.
所以你读他们故事的时候，跟他们一起哭，一起笑。
They arrive at Disneyland and they have a wonderful day.
所以到了迪士尼乐园，过了很美好的一天。
And at the end of the story, as they go to bed,
故事结束就他们去晚上睡觉的时候
，This woman kills her husband and takes her own life.
太太就把丈夫给杀死了，然后把自己也给杀死了。
And that's the end of the story.
这就是故事的结束。
It's a story of life when God is not present.
这就是当上帝不在你身旁的人生的故事。
It's a story of life when our meaning is attached to stuff and things.
这就是人生，当我们人生跟我们所有的东西这么紧密地连在一起的结果。
I wish I could know them.
我希望我真希望我认识这一对夫妻。
And I could have told them about the hope of eternal life and the gift that God has given us of His Son.
我可以把永生的这个盼望告诉他们，还有上帝怎么把他的儿子赐给我们。
You can have a full life.
我们可以过一个丰富的人生。
It doesn't have to be futile.
不需要是徒劳的。
You don't have to chase after wind.
你也不需要去捕风。
Accept the gift that God has given you.
就要接受上帝赐给我们的礼物。
God bless you this morning.
好，愿上帝祝福大家。好，我们做一个结束祷告。
Let's pray together, shall we?
一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we give you praise.
我们在天上的父，我们赞美你。
We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们也奉耶稣的名来感谢你。
For your goodness to us.
因为你对我们是良善的。
James tells us that every good gift comes from the Father above.
雅各告诉我们说，所有美善的事都来自众光之父。
The food that we eat, the things that we drink, the jobs that we pursue come from you.
我们所吃的、所喝的，以及我们所做的工作都来自于你。
Thank you for your blessings on our life today.
谢谢你今天赐给我们人生当中有这个福气。
Help us not to be seduced or tempted by the culture of our day.
帮助我们不受今天文化的引诱。
To chase after things that were never meant to bring satisfaction.
去追逐那些不会给我们带来满足的东西。
But help us to find our rest and our joy in you today.
帮助我们今天在你的里面获得安息，获得喜乐。
In your name we pray.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.